Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 2 minutes after 12 o'clock. Erosion continues, but administrative hang-ups and the federal shutdown have caused more gridlock in Newtok relocation efforts. Newtok, a village of about 360 people, began planning its relocation almost 20 years ago after reports that the land could be underwater by 2020. The village sits between the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta and the Ninglick River, and the shores are eroding at a rate of 50 to 100 feet per year due to thawing permafrost, melting sea ice, and increasing storm surges. But relocation efforts halted due to inaccessible funds. Two councils claim leadership of the village, and relocation funds sit in the unrecognized council's bank account. In 2012, Newtok elected a new council, and this summer, the state of Alaska and the Bureau of Indian Affairs recognized this new council as Newtok's tribal authority. George Carl, vice president of the new council, says the old council lost validation after not holding elections for 8 years and running on expired terms.
It's illegal operation, and all the terms been expired, and they're not a council anymore. We're not being honored by these old councils, they call it, although the village has elected a new council as of last year. The new council is a council. They're a local government here in the village. The BIA and state of Alaska has had a recognition to a new council.
Stanley Tom, tribal administrator for the old council, says elections for the old council did occur, and the old council is appealing the new council's authority to the BIA.
We appealed to the BIA to prove them the wrong that we had election over the years.
The village's relocation funds sit in the old council's bank account, inaccessible to the new council until they establish a bank account of their own. The new council has had authority since June, and it's now October, the time for fall storms, a major cause of Newtok's erosion, to begin their approach. But with the weather changing, Carl says Newtok will have to do what it's always done.
We just got to try to survive on our own if there's a fall storm.
But there's more. Even if the new council opens a bank account today, relocation still could not occur. Newtok needs the BIA to grant the village a land title to the relocation site, an island 9 miles south of Newtok. But the federal shutdown closed the BIA, and the erosion, Tom says, is not stopping.
We are running out of time. The erosion is about 100 feet from the village right now, the nearest houses right now.
So Newtok's relocation funds wait on the new council to open a bank account. The relocation site waits on a land title from the BIA, and the BIA waits on the federal government to reopen. Meanwhile, Newtok disappears into the sea, and fall storms wait on the horizon. Energy and the challenges of providing it to remote Western Alaska was the main topic of a summit in Bethel on Monday. Tribal leaders from dozens of villages throughout the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta attended the gathering put on by the Association of Village Council Presidents. It's fall now in the YK Delta, with temperatures bouncing around the freezing mark, but winter is coming, and the elders say it could be a cold one. Tuksuk Bay Elder Paul John told the audience that traditional Yupik teachings include information on how to survive in the harsh environment. John McIntyre with AVCP has heard elders say that the earth is busy insulating itself and preparing for the cold weather that's ahead.
And in some of those villages, I've heard grass growing up to 5 feet tall. And the leaves, you know, this summer when I look at the trees that were growing, the leaves were even bigger. With those kind of indications, we need to start now to look at our energy needs.
McIntyre works with the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or TANF, program. He says this past spring, cold weather lasted through May and families were running out of heating oil. One family had 11 people sharing a single small home.
And they didn't have fuel oil for 2 months.
AVCP only learned of the family's struggles after visiting the village and running into one of the elders who was staying at the house. In this particular case, one of the children in the home qualified for services, and the whole household benefited from the heating assistance. McIntyre implored the tribal leaders to share this kind of information with the AVCP.
You know who needs help. Once you know who needs help, let us know, because we can provide these kind of services to our people that are not making it.
AVCP's Energy Summit precedes the association's annual convention, which happens this week in Bethel. Last night inside the Nome Elementary School, Superintendent Steve Gast paused the Board of Education meeting as it was nearing its end. A few weeks ago, educators from across the state came to Nome for the State Board of Education meeting. Since then, Gast says, he's been hearing quite a bit back from impressed administrators all over Alaska.
I went to Anchorage for the superintendent's conference, and if I had one, I had 15 superintendents come up to me and say, man, I've heard really good stuff about that board meeting, about what's going on in Nome and all the good things you're doing. Can you talk to me a little bit about this and how are you doing that and how are you? And I'm telling you, word is out there that there's good things happening in Nome Public Schools, and a lot of that had to do with the state conference, but a lot of it just had to do with the fact that we as a community and as a group are proud of our district and are talking well about it, and that's out there in the state.
Last night's meeting was filled with commendations and positive sentiment. The meeting began by recognizing Alex Lancaster as Nome Belt High School Student of the Month. Joined by his father, Alex heard what a number of his teachers had to say about him.
You're very polite and inquisitive in class. You're an avid reader. You're almost never without a book. Enthusiastic and attentive in class. And an energetic learner, always has a positive attitude and is honest, and he's very diligent and self-motivated. So on behalf of the high school teachers, I would like to present you with your certificate for Student of the Month.
From the middle school, Owen Hebel, joined by several beaming family members, was also honored as their Student of the Month. Dawn Wade was introduced as the student representative to the board. Wade gave a presentation on new initiatives at Nome Belts, including new classes in robotics, psychology, sociology, and a nutrition class that fulfills prerequisites in nursing. High school principal Scott Hanley spoke about efforts to design courses for credit towards CNA and CMA certificates in the health field. It's part of a broader effort to implement classes preparing students for careers in the region. Rochelle Bushy, a social worker at Nome Elementary, discussed new approaches the school is taking to bolster attendance. The measures include things like rewarding individual pupils for consistently being timely and present, but Bushy and others also recognize getting to school isn't the same for every student. They've started coordinating more closely with parents and recognizing that for many students, valuable learning often takes place outside of school.
We have a cultural balance where we do have, you know, lessons that are learned outside of the school for hunting, fishing, and providing for your family that you may not address the same in Anchorage. And we're trying to do our best to balance, you know, the need to teach those skills along with what happens in the classroom. And so working with families to, so that as we do our cultural practices, we can also like support our, there's a balance between those two areas of focus.
The goal of the administration is to eventually get to 100% graduation rates. To do that, they're hoping to foster strong attendance practices as early as possible, starting in elementary school. For more discussion of how to encourage supportive school environments and attendance, tune into KNOM's Sounding Board tomorrow, Thursday, at 10 a.m. In New York, the price of gold is down $13.40 to $13.05.50. Silver's down 43 cents to $21.86 an ounce, and zinc is at 84 cents a pound. Flight 151 is expected to depart from Nome at 12:25 today, and Flight 153 should arrive in Nome at 7:25. It's unofficially 35 degrees right now outside the KNOM studios, 11 minutes after 12 o'clock.